Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Joy of Business Radio. I am Gabrielle Venna, and I am your JCF host for the call today. And what we're going to be talking about is getting out of stagnation and into creation. And I have with me a guest, my friend and facilitator extraordinaire, Lauren Pauly, who I think is going to be such a brilliant contribution to the subject. So Lauren, do you want to introduce yourself real quick and then we can get into it?
Hello. Hello, everybody. I am Lauren Pauly. This is always the interesting part of my rap sheet here. I am an award-winning author of The Other Side of Bipolar. I am a certified Access Consciousness facilitator, registered yoga instructor, a medical speech pathologist. I do many different things. I wear a lot of different hats in my business and just in my life creation. But I would say my most favorite thing is really helping creatives find their spark and actually move with that spark, which I think so many of us struggle with from time to time, or as the energy starts to move and shift, which I'm excited about this conversation today to see what we can unstick for you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting conversation and something that seems to be up for quite a few people I know, myself included. I mean, really, the journey to get to doing this show, I signed up to do it about 6 weeks ago. And normally, you know, a topical pop, super easy. Next thing I know, it's about a week out. And just as a backtrack and full, like, vulnerability and disclosure, I've been in this place of kind of a funk where, I mean, things aren't bad, but I'm also not super creative. Like, as I put it, I've kind of like kept my business on life support. You know, it's sort of like the bare minimum to keep it alive. I've kind of done the same thing for myself and my body. And anyway, so here I am a week out from the show and I have like no brilliant ideas. And then I was on a, facilitator call for people that do the energetic facelift, which is an Access Consciousness body process. And someone said something that really sparked a topic for me, and I got really excited about it. And we were going to do this show together. And then all of a sudden last night, the timing just didn't work out, and it will be a future brilliant show. And so here I am last night, kind of in this odd space, and I have a show that I've got to get out today. And all of a sudden, I was like, all right, you know, what am I going to do? And I looked at just what was going on for me. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not the only one who goes through this. And I have tons of tools to get myself out of it and, you know, brilliant things. I can choose to change it. So I thought, hey, let's just bring it to the show and see what we can uncover and create and offer to everyone listening who may right now be in a place where you're not kind of creating or moving or choosing as much as you would like, or for future reference, if you do get to that place, because sooner or later, most of us hit those kind of stops that we may not really be clear on what they are, but they're there.
Well, and I think what you just did, what you chose to do today is so super brilliant. And I think most of us, when we're creating, especially something that's more of a lifestyle business where we're talking about how to improve your life, your quality of life, your business, your creations, so much of that resonates with the audience and really sparks something with other people when you can be vulnerable, when you can be real, when you can actually speak to what's up in your world, because we don't live in a bubble. All of us are so super connected. If something's going on with you, chances are that's a bigger universal energy that other people may be struggling with. So one of my favorite things is whenever I'm feeling super stuck or I'm running up against a wall, I just start looking at what that is for me. And then I develop a blog, a podcast, a class, something like this where you and I get together and have a conversation, because it is such a contribution, not coming at business of, oh, I'm absolutely perfect, I never get stuck. It's, wow, I'm hitting up against this wall, I bet other people are too. That's such a beautiful, beautiful way to create. And also to explore, which I think is kind of the, for me anyway, that's the most baser element of creation, is just to pop open new spaces to start to explore and pick apart.
I agree so much with that. And one of the things I was looking at, I mean, I really, you know, spent some time with myself, and I have over the last couple of months. This isn't like all of a sudden today I decided to do this, but I also hit this point of like enough last night. Like I was just like, I'm done. This is changing, and it's changing now, and whatever it takes, you know. And Dane here, one of the co-creators of Access, always talks about when you think you don't want to go on anymore. And I had this place last week where I'm like, I quit. I don't know what I'm quitting. I just quit. I quit everything, which I knew I didn't mean. And 5 seconds later, I was like, okay, that was cute. Yet that was up. And it's like, just take two more steps. If you're willing to just keep taking two more steps, a space will open up. And one of the things that I was looking at is, and one of the traps I think people get into when something like this goes on is trying to figure out why, which is a loop, right? And it's sort of like a trap that keeps you in the crap, rather than, like you were saying, choose something different, explore a new space or possibility. Blog. I mean, I did that today. I just started writing. That's sort of how this all came about. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do something with this. And it really does then allow the awareness to come in as to maybe what is going on or what else could be chosen.
Yeah. I think one of the key things with that is like, just choose. Like, even if it's nothing, I was super stuck more in a career interesting bubble where I had a job but I didn't like it a couple years ago. I went on monster.com and I just started submitting resumes to random jobs I have no qualification for. I never thought about doing them before. I'm like, sure, I could be a university professor. I don't have a PhD, but I have a master's degree. That should count for something. So I just kept applying to things. And there was something about me being so open of like, universe, I want something different. I'm willing to choose it. I'm willing to move energy here. Truly, what is it going to take to actually allow something different to show up? And I think so many of us ask questions, but we don't take that step into actually taking action. And that's, I mean, choice creates awareness. It doesn't, you can't go in an awareness bubble and not choose something and expect more awareness, information, even inspiration to come. There's got to be some sort of step forward or action plan, even if it looks totally random and nonsensical. At least you're moving something. And then what's on the other side of that? Way more information to start to play with.
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny, you know, Simone Millicis, who's the creator of Joy of Business, it has this Getting Out of Debt Joyfully 12-month program. I'm not in debt, but I joined it this year. And it really, and I already know this, and it's something I talk about in my classes, but, you know, she keeps talking about it. It's like, you can't just sit there. And like, one of the things, like the universe is there to support us, but it's not going to do it without our input. Like, we're the magic, and the universe is here to support our magic, our choices, and our requests, right? And like you said, it's not just going to, you know, if you don't do anything different, it's not going to magically change one day.
I remember I was talking to a friend, oh my gosh, years and years and years ago. We were in like, you know, single dating land back in my early 20s. Was always a fun energy, if you can tap back into that time. And we would like, we'd sit at home and we would talk about men and we'd be watching like Sex in the City. And it was so strange because it was this energy of staying at home doing the exact same thing, but expecting like Mr. Right to show up and knock on your door. It's like, right. You actually have to, you got to like go out. You have to put yourself in the way of possibilities. And that's one thing I talk about all the time. And one of the ways I live my life personally is just being able to where are the possibilities? And yes, they can totally be in that quiet space and of yourself in those musings and awarenesses. Also, get yourself out and about. Put yourself in the path of people. Put yourself in the way of connections, of different energies. That will do so much for you. If nothing else, it'll just start to expand your energetic bank and your information bank that you can then utilize to create with.
Yeah, and you're really brilliant at that. I mean, that's something you're always willing to do. And, you know, you wrote a best-selling book, so you've done it in a really big way. And as a part of creating that book, the choices, you know, I was kind of there with you through some of the process. And
you had my back the whole time. Are you kidding?
Yes, always will. And the choices that you made, and they weren't, but they aren't the easiest choices all the time, and they weren't necessarily the most, like, even financially, you had to make some big financial choices that weren't necessarily comfortable, but
I
you were aware
choices,
of the energy.
But I think, well, and it was interesting to me, too, because I think if anybody had, like, my balance sheet with my books or was looking at what I was going through personally making those choices, they would have told me I was crazy. I had multiple people tell me to back off of where I was going with my creation because, oh, you probably don't make that much money from a book, so why are you investing $60,000? That makes no sense. You know, you should just get it out. You shouldn't spend a year in production. You're going to lose the energy, momentum. For me, being able to, and there's something that I'm working with in my own space because that book talked to me in such a clear way that it was so easy to stay super present with the creation and not get lost in other people's points of view. And my other creations haven't interacted with me in that way before. I'm asking for them too, and what would it take? But for me, that was super easy because I was making all these choices. It wasn't just the choice to have this book out in the world and the gift that it is, but daily, every single nuanced choice to keep going, to change this, to do this over here, to make this connection, it actually adds up to quite a big, it's just interesting to me where what I get with this is so many people think, well, I choose it. I'm going to choose to have that business, but they don't look at the daily choices that are really required to keep your ship steered in that direction. Even if that direction takes you off where you are thinking that you're going initially, that choice to keep moving, it actually, it's a continual choice. It's 10-second choices and bigger choices interwoven into it. But again, my way, not super sensical to most people, but I was willing to listen to the book and play with my creation that way.
I am too. It's a brilliant, beautiful book. I mean, really, it's just so well written, and I mean, I'm really grateful for it. And I always say to you, like, where was that book when I was a psychotherapist? You know, I had clients that were dealing with bipolar stuff. I really wish I'd had it and knew you then. One of the things that you brought up was that nonsensical choice. And it's really one of the big conversations that's going on in Access Consciousness right now is, like, being irrational. And the rational choices are those things that are the comfort zone, the expected, the, you know, what's projected and expected of us, of what a typical choice would be to create something. And the irrational is, like you were saying, kind of following the energy, knowing what you know and being willing to go with it. Oh, and that's our cue. We're going to our first break. So we will be back in a few minutes, and we can pick up with the conversation about irrational.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. I am Gabrielle Venice, a Joy of Business certified facilitator, and I am joined by Lauren Polly today as we discuss getting out of stagnation and into creation. And right before the break, we started to talk about irrational. Lauren, you were talking about how you made these choices that were kind of nonsensical to create your book. And I'm wondering, like, when you were talking about it, for those that this may be kind of a new concept for, was it like an obvious choice for you or an easy choice, or did you really have to look at it and decide to go that way? I'm just sort of wondering what that process was like for you.
I'd say it was a mix of a lot of that. I hired a lot of professionals. I think there are about 8 different, and I like big wig professionals, you know, like PR agents, like actual like book promoters, of course, my publisher, my graphic designer. They were all people who've been around the block and had tons and tons and tons of useful information. And that's, for me, one of the reasons I chose them was that. But with that also came a lot of points of view about the way you should do it and the way you shouldn't do it, or what leads to success and what doesn't. And I don't really operate that way. I don't do black and white. For me, it's like a million different variations of grays and hues and tones and textures. So I never take things at face value. So every time they gave me a piece of information, I would notice, first of all, my reaction pattern, which some things made me really react of, no, I definitely don't want to do that. Or yes, that's absolutely the only one way to do it. That's a red flag right there. So then I would kind of piece it apart a little bit, and I would take a step back. I would take a beat. I'd take a breath. I would take a day if needed, and just really ask myself, also check in with the energy of my project, the book itself. What's going to create the most for you? And then I would follow the energy. And if you all have been listening to the show, I'm sure you've heard these tools before, but following the energy is basically following the lightness. Things that if you think about actually doing something and you feel lighter, more relaxed, more spacious, more joyful, that's your knowing of what's going to come from making that choice. If you think about doing something and you start to get heavy or contracted or something goes off in your space, you kind of go, oh, that's what's going to be created. Maybe not the best choice for me. So I would pose these questions not only to myself, I would pose them to my projects as well. Creations have their own living, breathing life form. The book is its own thing. My point of view may not match what the book actually desires. I always deferred to that with all of these choices. Which publisher? We've got these couple of choices. Okay, cool. This one has a lightness. It has a space to it. It has a sense of peace. That's actually, I work with Justine McHale for my PR, who's brilliant. I interviewed maybe 3 or 4 different PR agents. All of them were very light when I tapped into the energy. All of them made my body feel relaxed. All of them really had an expansive nature to them. With Justine, there was just this extra added energy of peace, which is one of my favorite energies to play with. I tapped into that and I went, okay, that's an energy that I want to work with.
I want guiding me through this, and I would like to actually be interwoven in this whole project and system that we're going through right now. So if you listen to that conversation, none of it makes logical sense. None of it is a reverse engineering of what should be. This is what really is the irrational, because it's all about the energy beneath everything, not what the logical mind tells you to do, which is not what we're taught at all. For me, I go back to basics. Everything is about communication and really looking at communicating via the energy. If there's a lightness, if I ask a question and it expands, I choose it. That's me moving and becoming unstuck. If there's a whisper of lightness, I go, huh, what's that? And I lean in. And I think that's what I see so many people not doing, is they may get a pop of lightness, but they don't get curious enough to lean or to take a step in that direction. This book was a constant pop, curiosity, lean in, take a step. Another question, pop, oh, curious, that's interesting. I'm going to lean into it a little bit. And I kind of went through this whole maze-like process to do that, and I still am with its creations that are now popping for the next phase of it.
Yeah,
I don't know if that makes any sense.
It's definitely an ongoing project, right? It's a living, breathing, so to speak, creation that you continue to nourish and listen to. One of the things that I was thinking about with that, like with the underlying energetics and a pop and then a leaning into it, I mean, that's really all that's required. And it's something I really wanted to talk about, that so many times we think, you know, first of all, when we're talking about asking questions, which I think most people listening to this show are aware of, but you may not be, we're asking these open questions, like, what would it take to create this in a way that's fun for me? You know, how does it get me better than this? Or, you know, some of the basic questions. And we're not actually looking for a cognitive answer as the response. It's an energy will come up, and it's really just getting still, relaxing, and receiving the energy, and then following, like you said, the path, you know, the path of least resistance, so to speak. And if you make that choice and then it creates something wonky or something isn't quite right about it, then you just make a different choice. Like that idea that we have to choose something and stick with it because we chose it is so archaic, and it really doesn't work. And the way you were talking about the process, like you chose, you leaned in, you chose again, you leaned in, which is similar to how when I'm having fun creating, I create, right?
Mm-hmm. And there's a lightness to it. There's a lightness of foot. There's a light step, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I picture little fairies dancing through a garden, kind of peeking around the corner and going, oh, that looks interesting. And then you lean in, you pop, you look around the corner, and you go, whoop, never mind. you take a step back, then you look again, and you go down a different route. Like, really adding a bit of levity into it as well really creates, and so much of it, I know my biggest sticking point where I really kind of get tied up in knots is whenever I get sucked into the significance and the meaning and the heaviness of, now this is super important, don't mess it up, you need to make a like correct choice here, or you need to choose something in this moment, otherwise the energy goes away.
Yeah, and that's actually when I was sort of writing out the steps I take. I'm like, I know there's certain, and in whatever order I go to them, but there's certain, you know, as I put back to the basics of tools as well, that I go to. And one of the things that came up was, you've got to let go of perfection. Like, what is it anyway? And who's perfect and right are you trying to live as yours? Like, it's a very subjective, well, first of all, perfect doesn't exist. And even for people, you know, when we think it does, it's totally subjective. Like, who's perfect are you trying to achieve? It really is like, wow, getting super, super present with yourself and really present with what is and what you desire, and then making a choice based on that, not based on getting it right.
Yeah. And it's, I was reading a book recently. It's called The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur, which is really, really cool and different. I just love the name, so I was drawn in.
Right.
It piqued my curiosity, and I chose to lean. That's what I do. But he's really cool, and he was talking from a very basic and simplified way of explaining it, of like, you know, logically, he's an entrepreneur. He's built multiple businesses. His background is in computers. So he's like, but cool, I'm going to build my own company. Logically makes sense. I'm going to teach about computers because that's my background. It was kind of this right, good, perfect choice that he was making because it made sense and would be a logical step for him. The problem is it didn't align at all with what lit him up. It didn't, you know, it wasn't anything that he actually had some kind of like enthusiasm or passion or energy pop on. What he actually discovered is after teaching a couple of these computer classes to new and up and coming businesses, the thing that really lit him up was helping these startup companies get off the ground. It wasn't the computer side. And he's like, I can spend the rest of my life making a decent business doing logically and the perfect choice based on my background, or I could actually go with this thing here that is so expansive and curious, invoking, really, really did have that desire to lean in and go forward. That's just, for me, it was such this pop of, where are you going into perfection, into the rightness, and where you think you should go based on the past, where maybe now if you just woke up in the morning and said, what possibilities are available to me today, would perhaps lead you in a totally different direction, or in the same direction, just with a different added energy to it. You don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Sometimes it's just adding in a different pop of energy, a different voice, a different tone. Yeah,
I mean, that's something I've talked about quite a bit, you know. I mean, I was a psychotherapist, well, one of my careers, but the most recent, like, major career by training. And, like, who gives that up to go? And I did marketing for a while after that, while I kind of found what lit me up. And, like, most people would say, well, who gives up, you know, the master's degree in that career to go facilitate energy and consciousness? Like, well, I do, because it lights me up, and, you know, therapy is great, but I see changes in one day that I didn't see in a year with people, you know, and it's fun. It really is following the fun, the joy of business, the joy of living.
Yeah. And there's enough of a pop. And I mean, just if you guys are listening, if you listen to Gabby as she says that, there is that kind of like pop and the voice comes alive. That's that like beautiful resonance of energy. And I would just invite you. I think we don't pay attention to what's going through our head and what's coming out of our mouth enough. But if you actually did get super present with what was going through your space in your head and also coming out of your mouth, if you notice when you say something and you light up and the energy expands and your body starts to respond and get turned on and excited and alive, that's like gold mine of information right there. That's something that's really like, hey, me, you may be overlooking me, but hey, I'm right here. So just like a take-home thing to play with, you just heard it with Gabrielle with what she was saying. Pay attention to what comes out of your own mouth, what lights you up, you know?
Absolutely. And that's our music. We're going to our second break, and maybe we can pick up on this when we get back.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we are back. The Joy of Business radio show. I am Gabrielle Venna, joined by Lauren Polly, and we are talking about out of stagnation and into creation. And right before the break, Lauren, you were talking about really noticing what comes out of your mouth and then the energy that's behind it. Because I was talking about being a Joy of Business and Access Consciousness facilitator, and how much I love it. And I do light up. I absolutely love it. Like, I can't imagine not doing this. And there can be that huge disconnect between what we're saying and the energy of what we're saying. And we kind of laugh in classes with Gary Douglas and Dane. Here are the co-creators of Access. You know, one of the tools is, if you think or say truth before you ask a question, when someone answers, you can tell, and everyone else can, if they're lying or not. And it's not that somebody may necessarily be maliciously lying intentionally, but so often we get into this sort of programmed responses of who we are based on the projections and expectations, you know, about who we are and who and what we should be. And so we kind of give a canned response. And when you do that, you can really notice the difference when someone says something, but you're like, uh-uh, they don't really mean it. So it is something fun to kind of pay attention to.
I was working at a event for a big coach. She has huge live events, and she invites some vendors there so that they could set up their booth and give out brochures and information. So I was working at this event, and it was funny. It was my very first event that I was doing as like a facilitator of consciousness, right? So it was a very different venue. My background is as a medical speech language pathologist. I've always worked in the hospital systems. And so, you know, all my flyers didn't have any of that information. It just had the energy work and the different certifications, the life coaching. This was while I was writing the book, so I didn't have that out. But I was talking to one of the women who came up to the booth, and I was telling her all about it and everything. And then I switched to my canned response, like my old response of, oh, I'm a medical speech pathologist, I blah, 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 blah. And she just looked at me and she said, did you see how the energy totally went away? And I think at the time, especially, it was way more to do with my points of view about having like two different lives, where I was on one hand in this reality, working at a hospital, treating stroke victims, that kind of thing. And on this other hand, a facilitator of consciousness. So when I went to talk about one and then went back to the canned response for the other, that disconnect you were talking about, Gabrielle, was totally there, right? It's an interesting thing, and I really invite all of you all to look at that, especially if you kind of have your full-time gig and now you've got a side hustle that you're building, or you've got one main business and you have side projects that you're building up. Where have you actually cut off how they not only intercept and can play off of each other, but how they totally contribute to the whole of your life and your living? And that was a huge process for me as I was becoming more adept at facilitating consciousness and getting these bigger projects going. I was still working as a full-time speech therapist. I still am. I just got a new job as a manager for this huge hospital system, and that I'm doing both now. It called to me. The energy was light. I have no idea why. Again, I got curious. I leaned in and I chose it, and we'll see how it goes. But for me, it was this interesting thing. And I know a lot of us do that. If you're an entrepreneur, you have many hats on, where are you not allowing all of those hats to really play together and to build on what you've already created? I utilize everything from my experience and years at the hospital treating patients with my facilitation. You know what I mean? Like, to be able to, like, I was just cutting it off, and it allowed the energy to be such a disconnect that when I was talking to people and inviting them into my business, it wasn't super inviting. That woman picked up on it right away.
Yeah. Well, and everything, you know, things aren't mutually exclusive. With oneness, everything contributes to everything else. And when you do work with patients in the hospital, because we do talk about this, it's not like you're not also, whether or not you're doing it with your mouth, but you're also facilitating consciousness for them while you're doing your speech work. I mean, like, I'm always amazed at these lucky patients that manage to pull you in. You know, it's like, what a different experience, because you're willing to have all of your awareness present with your training and knowledge of speech pathology and the medical stuff. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm doing one and then I'm doing the other. It all contributes.
And I totally get that. And also, like, the total mindfuck, excuse my language, that went through process of being able to, like, put them together. It's also interesting, because it's like when you shoot yourself in the foot. If you have a huge background in one area, where are you not willing to use that, use it completely to be able to catapult you forward? You know, I talk a lot about mental health, obviously, with my book. And as soon as I'm doing a live event and I can feel that I'm losing people just a little bit because I go into my more energetic conversation, I usually go and throw in a factoid about the hospital just to remind them. And then they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. She knows what she's talking about. I'm willing to utilize it all, because you'll start to interact with people. And again, you'll tell when the words come out of your mouth, when the energy is actually there and congruent, and then you can watch how the people actually respond and interact with you. When you notice someone lights up or opens up and there's an opening for you to move forward, you know, you don't have to hold on to it, but take a mental note. Cool. I'm going to use that again.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it may work next time, and it may not.
In
that awareness and being present and willing, again, to follow the energy. And too, for people who are listening to this, where you may be feeling, you know, stuck or stagnant, like you don't know what to choose at all. I mean, we're sitting here talking about, you know, best-selling books and all of this stuff. And I've also been in that place, too, of, you know, kind of staring blankly out into space, like, I don't know what to choose next. Or I have so many things I could choose. I'm just not going to do anything rather than choosing the wrong one. So the first thing I'd say about that, and something I really wanted to talk about, which again is a basic, but whatever you do, the number one thing I would say is, please don't judge yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the judgment isn't going to create something greater. And what is the judgment based on anyway? You know, lies about who you are and what you should be. Again, those projections and expectations that, you know, you may have picked up on really early in life, and then we gather more along the way, and somewhere we buy them as real and true, and then start to function from it. And, you know, what you can do, we talked about this whole idea of choices. One, stop judging yourself. So for anyone where this is bringing something up, what you can do is just ask for the energy to come up everywhere you're judging yourself. Would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it? And then there's an access conscious clearing statement. We're not going to run a lot on this show, but it's right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyonds, which works like an energetic magic wand that erases the judgment and the stuck in the limitation and allows you to have more space. And you can find, if you don't know about it, you can find out more about it at theclearingstatement.com. There's a great 18-minute video that Dr. Dane here made about it. But just be willing to destroy and uncreate that judgment and then start choosing. And going back to that irrational conversation, it may be, you know, like I've been through this the last
couple months. I have tons of ideas for my business, tons of things I'd like to create, yet I wasn't doing it. And when I'd look at, gosh, what can I choose now that will actually be fun and joyful for me rather than what do I need to do? And sometimes mm-hmm. that choice, and frequently for me, it's like going out in nature, maybe taking a walk at the beach or by the beach or taking my dogs out, something like that, which doesn't make any logical sense when you're looking to like create your life. Yet what I get from that is a space and a peace, like you were talking about, Lauren, mm-hmm. and an enthusiasm where when I get back home, I'm in a much different energetic space than I was before I left and before I was willing to choose that. And then it could be like, okay, now what am I going to choose? And I love cooking. So a lot of times it'd be like, wow, I'm going to bake something because it's something I really like doing. I've baked a couple things in the last couple months. I haven't even eaten. It was just fun to be magic in the kitchen and creating it. And then my body didn't want it, so I didn't eat it. But the choice, again, can be this irrational choice towards what's fun.
Well, and when you're talking too, what really pops up is how much of your current stagnation, stuckness, immobility is because you can't quite figure out how to get to the life that you think you're supposed to be living or the business you think you're supposed to be creating or the creations that you really should be if you were X, Y, or Z. What if none of that was so?
Yeah.
And there's none something of that was you
can, so? You can throw that baby out with the bathwater, right?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Just take a second to think. It's surprising to me how often, and there's the comparison trap that we all fall into of like, well, you have the same credentials that I do, therefore mm-hmm. I should be doing what you're doing. Or you've been doing it the same period of time I am, and you had larger classes or more clients or whatever. So the comparison trap is really interesting, but there's also this internal image of that perfect life, the perfect whatever, that's way more about the outcome than it is about the experience and the joy of the actual moment-to-moment creation. So
right.
wherever
Not
you're
about
getting
the living
twisted
of it.
Around that. Yeah. What if it was much more about the actual – I have my podcast coming out next week. I host the Lighten Up podcast with Lauren Polly is titled Experiencing Life. And it's just funny because it ties right into this topic. If it wasn't about the one outcome driven thing, it wasn't about the check mark at the end of the game, but the moment to moment experience, that's a very different ballgame to be playing in.
Yeah, it really is. Yep. And there's, I know the break is going to come up in a sec, but there's
that music.
Really something to that. And just like I was talking about earlier, of being willing to be totally vulnerable and present with yourself and with what's going on. And like, wow, you know, am I trying to create something based on that perfect light or what it's supposed to look like rather than what I'd actually like to be doing? And there is that music. So we will see you on the other side of the break with Joy of Business Radio.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Joy Business Radio. As I say, Joy of Living Radio, but it's really the same thing. Your life is your business, and your business is your life. So It's all-encompassing, and I am Gabrielle Venna, Joy of Business Certified Facilitator, and I'm joined by Lauren Pauly as we talk about moving from stagnation into creation. So I totally lost track of where we were before the break. Oh, it was about creating what you think you're supposed to create and rather than what you'd actually desire to create. And, you know, it's funny, as an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, there really was some of that coming up. I'm supposed to facilitate foundation classes, and I'm supposed to facilitate, you know, X, Y, and Z. And it just wasn't popping. And I don't actually have a problem with not hosting those kinds of classes if it isn't popping. I mean, it is now, and I'm grateful for it because it's way more fun when it is. But I really had to look at, okay, if that's not what I would like to facilitate right now, what is? You know, do I want to do classes or more private clients or groups? You know, and really looking at all the possibilities of what could be created and which ones popped or had some of that light, enthusiastic energy with them.
Yeah. Well, it pops, there was a question that Dane here had posted on, so that one of the certified facilitator classes of what are you made for? And I had never heard that come out of his mouth before. And he was talking about there are some people who are really just made to, like, be on big stages, and other people who are really made to have the one-to-one. Like, there's so many different variations to that. And I also think it's a great way to start off a self-exploration, not in a way that's really conclusive or like my destiny that I have to follow, but where do you innately shine? What lights you up? And also, where do people seem to be responding to you? And that may look totally freaking different than what you think. Had you had told me a couple of years ago that I would have the award-winning book and been talking about mental health and getting invited onto documentaries that are all of this stuff, I never would have thought that I had that in my wheelhouse. But it's something that didn't happen overnight. Again, I just kept leaning into this pop. This is years down the road. I was willing to look at what lit me up, what I had to offer that was totally unique that my life, my living, and my education had set me up for, and also where people respond to me. You know, there's kind of like this beautiful sweet spot that you can start to play with of what do I really enjoy, include myself in it, and where do I notice the universe actually lightening up and expanding when I choose to do something. That's a really kind of more advanced conversation, but if you can tap into the energy, even if nothing changes, like you do like an Access Bars class and you have two people come, but you can perceive the whole world get lighter or ease up. That's amazing. Where are you looking at the outward results that are just on the surface and not actually tapping into the energy that you're constantly generating, creating, and choosing to be a gift of?
I'm so glad you brought that up. Yeah, because one of the other things I was looking at with this, and a piece that we so often forget, is to acknowledge ourselves, to acknowledge, you know, for everyone out there, what have you chosen and what have you created that you haven't fully acknowledged? And
you can ask that, like, hey, what have I created and what have I chosen that I haven't acknowledged? Where have I impacted people, you know, in a positive way that I haven't acknowledged? Because we don't always get to see that. You know, I had a conversation, with someone a couple of days ago. It was just this beautiful conversation. And she just left me a voice message just saying how much it actually contributed to her. And I'd been thinking how much it contributed to me. And the funny thing is with all of this yesterday, was it today? No, it was today. I'm like, hey, universe, show me something about the gift that I am in the world. You just, you know, show me. And then you just relax and receive, and it shows up when and how it shows up. I didn't know that it would show up 3 hours later in this beautiful, like, voice memo from someone, totally unexpected. I'm like, wow, thank you, universe. First of all, the universe does have our back. So ask and you shall receive, and it usually doesn't show up the way you think it will. And what are those little and bigger things that you are being and doing or have been and done that you haven't fully owned?
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's it. I like.
Yeah, like what you acknowledge can grow, and what doesn't get acknowledged kind of dies on the vine. So what could you acknowledge? You know, and anywhere anyone's gone into thinking they're wrong or pathetic or whatever word comes up for you when you're feeling stuck or not in the kind of movement you would like, would you be willing to just let that go? And again, just destroy and uncreate it and acknowledge something beautiful about you or ask the universe to show you something.
Yeah. I like it.
I mean, because that's really, we're not taught to acknowledge ourselves. You know, you see the people and, you know, I can't help but use the president of the United States as an example, who in this very odd, boastful way over-acknowledges himself. For things, I mean, it's just sort of bizarre. You've got that as one example, and a lot of people would look at that and be like, oh, I'm never going to be that, because that's just sort of repugnant for a lot of people. Or you're taught when you're young, you know, not to be boastful and not to brag, right? And this isn't that. It's really just a quiet between you and the universe energetic acknowledgement of who you be.
I also wonder if all of you would be willing, of all the brilliance that you have turned down because you were too much, too big, and you were aware of other people feeling small around you. That's their choice. That's not you impelling it on them. Anywhere you've actually turned yourself down, could you, like, your hand is on a dimmer switch on that really dimly lit light, turn it up way more. And it's not a boastful power over. It's just, I'm going to shine as brightly and as uniquely as I possibly can.
Which is that gift, right? And that's
the
thing. When we do that, when I look at, you know, when I see you do that and other people and vice versa, like when we all do that, it's actually an invitation to other people to know it's okay to be and do the same.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not about apologizing anymore. That's the old way, apologizing for your success or dimming it down or turning it down. It's actually something super different. It's turning it up and allowing that whole path that you have in front of you to be lit up for whoever or whenever they decide to maybe go down it or chart their own. But if all of us are out there as brightly as we possibly can be, I mean, we just light up the world. That's way more fun.
Yep. Absolutely. And we're going to be out of time soon. So just one more thing I did want to mention for people. If you are in a stuck, stagnated place, one of the greatest tools that, I mean, Lauren and I are actually going to trade bars in a little bit. We're in different places right now. And we're going to get together.
Give me 20 minutes. I'll be there.
in about 20 minutes. Get your bars run. If you don't know what the bars are, it's an energetic, hands-on body process that dissipates the yuck and the stuck. And like we say, at worst, you feel like you've had the relaxation of a great massage, and at best, your whole life starts to change. So you can find out more about that if you're not aware of it at accessconsciousness.com. And if you are aware of it, find someone to trade bars with, or take a bars class if you haven't, or go get a session, because it really is such a huge gift. So Lauren, as we're winding down, I'm wondering, could you tell us where people can find you and what you may have coming up on your calendar you want to let people know about?
Sure. So you can find me and all my information at laurenpolly.com. That's LaurenPolly.com. My book is The Other Side of Bipolar. You can find it on my website, also on Amazon. Target sells it. Access Consciousness Publishing House, they sell it too. There's a couple different bookshops for that. I host a weekly podcast called The Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly. It's a 14-minute joyful adventure just to lighten your load and start to open up the space for creativity and growth. So we talk a lot about what we talked about today with Gabby, so that might be fun to listen to. And I do have a special call coming up called When You Just Want to Say, Fuck It. Perfect for today. When you are just fed up and you're getting lost in the black hole of give up, I'm really looking at an hour and a half powerhouse to be able to totally flip that on its ear into the fuck this, it changes now, and I'm ready to move forward. So if that's calling to you, if you've been feeling a little bit more stuck or give up-y or kind of just in an interesting space and you want a big kick in the pants, that might be a fun one to jump on too.
Awesome. And real quick, the JCS, the Joy Business Certified Facilitators, are kicking off a 7-day event, a class called 7 Days to Get Your Shit Together and Create. It's going to be a half hour each day for 7 days with a different topic every day. It was so funny. That's been on the schedule. I'll be one of the facilitators on that. And I did not plan this call around it. It's just like, wow, This is what's up. So I think it actually starts tomorrow or the day after. You can find out at accessjoyofbusiness.com/7 days. Thank you so much, everyone, and we will see you next week on Joy of Business Radio.